Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Zip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead. I am going to get over my terrible sports that I follow because that's the way it's going to be today. The Heat got blasted last night by 20 points. It was not even that close.
Great game.
Yeah.
The Heat. Really great. Worth watching.
I'm playing at Golf League. I looked down at my phone. It's 18-1 in the first quarter. Then it was 25-4. I said, okay, that's enough for today.
Yeah, I think a lot of viewers probably said that's enough for today and switched to hockey, which is a good move.
But where the Panthers got swept by your Lightning. Well, that's great, isn't it, too? Just wonderful hockey last night.
Well,
Blues Avs was good, I believe. I don't know what the final score was, but it was competitive, I saw.
Who's the two-time defending champion?
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yes. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to Gus.
Yes, good morning to Gus, our EP. We'll be joined in about 6 minutes by recently retired 16-year NFL veteran punter Sam Cook on these airwaves. So tune in for that. The former Husker and Baltimore Raven punter will join us in about 6 minutes from right now on the show. We've got to get to that. We've got to get to 6 minutes from now, Sip.
Yeah, you want to talk about the weather?
Yeah, the weather talk's always good. Did you ride the hog yesterday at all?
I picked up my hog from the shop.
Oh, that's right. The hog's in the shop.
So I did. I'm going to multitask here and send Sam a
reminder text.
A reminder text. calling you in 5 minutes.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, he picked up the hog yesterday. It was a nice ride. It was actually not a... I kind of like that cool weather. If you're
yeah. Well, it was cold for Golf League.
Cold.
You know what the problem was? Last night was so slow, and it was dark the whole day. You know, the sun never shone yesterday, never shined yesterday. And here we are, shine, whatever. So I'm telling you right now, I did not get off the golf course until 8:58 last night.
Wow, why is it so slow?
8:58, because Golf League gets backed up. I was in a B group. That means I didn't start off on the first team on the box.
Yeah.
So you're behind that group.
Yeah.
It took nearly 3 hours to play golf last night. It wasn't raining. It wasn't that windy. It was just chilly.
Well, you had a lot of participants.
I sucked. My golf game is horrible right now.
Your nickname is Big Funk.
Big Funk, yeah.
I like that.
I'm in a Big Funk. So big my nickname funk. Is Big Funk right now. Yeah. Make sure you say that one clearly because it could get you in trouble.
Big Funk.
Funk.
Big Funk.
Yes. Emphasize that N on that one.
Yeah, got it.
Just making sure.
Got it. Yeah, good morning to funk everybody. Yeah, come on. Don't bring your funk to the airwaves.
I'm just letting you know that when my golf game's bad, it affects me in big ways. You talking about mood defining things. No, I've watched a lot of bad sports. You can't affect my mood. The Royals are terrible.
You can't? I've noticed that's not the case.
The Heat were down 18-1 in the first quarter, got beat by 20. My golf game is bad. I mean, when the golf game is bad, that's when you have issues here.
What's
with
that
me.
Series now?
2-2.
2-2. Okay, well, that's a series.
It's now it's a best of three with Miami having two home games if they get to both home games.
Yeah, the home games, the home court hasn't held in that series.
No. Well, no, it hasn't.
It hasn't.
Both teams have won a road game.
Very boring NBA playoffs right now. That's what I would say.
I wish people could see this version of you in the future like 5 years ago.
You turn to an NBA game, and the energy is so lacking. And then you turn – it's like you watch an NBA game, and it's ponderous. Like you're – It's like you got to kind of force yourself to do it. Like it feels like work. And then you flip the dial, turn the remote to a hockey game. It's like, okay, this is the fun stuff. This is where the fun is. All right, back to NBA. Got to study a little bit, see what's going on.
I have to watch this. You feel obligated to watch it?
It's really the energy. Wow. The energy's not very good. Oh, hockey. Okay, there's the energy. That's what I need. That's what it is. Come on. And then that whole, like I said yesterday, Dallas got this far, and their big three is Luka, Dinwiddie, and Brunson. Give me a break.
Hey, Brunson's had a good postseason.
Oh, yeah, Brunson. When I think of Brunson, I think of Isaiah Thomas. That's who come on. I mean.
He's had a nice postseason.
Brunson's a nice little
can't
guard.
Deny that.
Brunson's a nice little guard. You know what nobody ever said about Isaiah Thomas? He's a nice little guard. No, he's an NBA Hall of Famer. Okay. You know what nobody ever said about Dennis Johnson? He's a nice little guard. No, those guys were dudes. Dallas made it to the Western Conference Finals, and their big three are Doncic, Dinwiddie, and Brunson.
Well, this is why it's a huge letdown by the Suns to not get there.
Yeah, well, I mean, who are their big three?
Well, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, they're pretty solid.
Yeah. I mean, yes, pretty solid.
I'm not comparing them to your glory days
exactly.
of the Birds and the Johnsons. I'm not comparing that.
That's not exactly. No, hold on now. That's not exactly Bird, McHale, and Parrish, is it?
I have never argued that this version of the NBA was better than your version of the NBA. I've never said that.
Yeah, it's not exactly the Showtime Lakers, is it? The Suns. Booker, Ayton, and Paul. Come on.
What were your thoughts when it was Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant together?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's pretty solid,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
Yep.
The Warriors.
Last year, Cape, to help you out. Yeah, last year, Giannis and Chris Middleton and
my God.
Whoever else.
Come on.
Drew Holiday's their third guy.
Yeah, come on.
Also, before we get to Sam, people are saying this is May 24th. This is a big day for you.
Wow, people remember that.
How are we feeling about the contact situation here? Not your eye contact, your phone contacts.
I haven't received any text from Apple yet.
Okay.
Now, if I don't receive a text from Apple by about 5, I'll be concerned.
5 p.m.?
Yeah.
Please keep me updated.
Business hours.
Please keep me updated throughout the day.
Oh, he got voicemail.
We'll try it again, Gus. Okay.
Gus, I got a text from Sam.
Try him again. Yep, yeah. Try him again.
Yeah, he's ready.
If you're just tuning in, we're efforting Sam Cook, the recently retired 16-year NFL veteran punter for the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL, former Husker. Just biding our time before we get there. But like I said, the Heat.
I like talking about how bad the NBA is.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. This is probably one of your favorite things to talk about.
It's not one of my
because
favorites.
I think it helps you validate your lack of interest in it right now, the level of play.
Well, that's what it
These
is.
These blowouts have just really been.
No. It's not about the blowouts. That's not what it's about.
I'm telling you, that's a part that hurts.
It's about the level of play. I mean, I just don't. When I turn to the playoffs, I expect something better, and it's not very good. That's it. It's not what it was. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes age works against you. In this case, it works against me because I saw the NBA when it was incredible. I go back to the Portland Trailblazers of the 70s when they had Walton. That was different.
Those days.
Yeah, it was better.
Yeah. Look at Gus. Like,
oh, Gus. It wasn't even close.
Did you see that? Look, Gus, did you see his face?
Gus, it wasn't even close. Well, I mean, it's not even close.
Well, we are joined now, Sip, by a special guest. We don't often have a guest to start the show off, but that means that this guy, although he's just retired,
this
Sip,
guy,
is a go-getter. And that, of course, is Sam Cook, the recently retired 16-year NFL punter with the Baltimore Ravens, former Husker. Sam, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I guess you're in your first week of retirement in terms of from play in the NFL. I ask you, why now, Sam, and what's next for you?
Well, you know, I think it was just time. It was time to, you know, turn the page, go to a new chapter in life, try something else, and a new thing is going to be kicking consultant or special teams consultant of the Baltimore Ravens. So I look forward to going out there, see how I enjoy the coaching, and not only that, helping out Jordan Stout and everybody with on the special teams continue to be the best special teams unit in the league.
Joined by Sam Cook, 39 years old from Seward, Jake. He's a Seward native. Played 16 seasons with Baltimore. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is the only active player who was with a team longer than that, Jake. Now, here's a question, Sam. Why do you think it worked so well for you in Baltimore? What was it? Was it something about that franchise? What clicked with Sam Cook and the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, I think one thing was you had guys like Coach Harbaugh, Jerry Rossberg, Randy Brown, guys like that valued special teams. And with the success of our special teams over the 16-year career and what Jerry has done, I think that is kind of what led me to stay in there. Not only that, my work ethic, I mean, it was one of those things. I always never left the field without feeling like I got something out of it each day. And I always try to find a way to make sure I got each day got better. And with the encouragement and everything from coaches and continuing to try to dominate in each and every phase, it was just, I think I had a lot of things go great my way, and that was having the coaches always have my back and the organization to have my back.
We're honored to be joined by Sam Cook, who recently retired after an incredible career with the Baltimore Ravens as a punter. In fact, Sam, Jerry Rossberg, to whom you just referred, the former Ravens special teams coordinator, referred to you as the best holder in the history of football. And credited you in part with the success of Matt Stover and Justin Tucker, the NFL's all-time leader in field goal accuracy. I was talking to Bill Bush last night, Sam, and he said that holding, well, he said he talked to you more about holding than punting. What is it about holding that makes it such a difficult skill?
Well, I think first and foremost, you got to trust your hands. And if you don't have that trust in your hands, it starts the whole operation, you know, in a bad step. And I think there's so much more that goes into it, like a lot of jobs that maybe you don't see from looking on the film or watching like a Sunday game. But the way you sit, the stance, the way you catch the ball, where you catch the ball, what pace the long snapper snaps it back to you, where the laces are when you catch it. There's a lot of factors that go into it that don't not only affect what the snapper perceives is also as well as the kicker. That kind of all changed when Jerry came in, because we had a kicker in at that time, Steven Hauschka, who had to see the ball. If he didn't see the ball, it was going to be, you didn't know what was going to happen when he kicked it.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah.
And so we changed from that point on, always putting the ball out over the spot. And with that, you have to confident in your hands, because you're catching it with your hands every time. You don't get the luxury of having your body as a backstop.
Okay, interesting.
There's a lot more factors that play into effect withholding than I think people would think.
Joined by Sam Cook. Sam, I'm curious, though, you get drafted in 2006, and it's 2022. At what point in your career do you think you're going to be in this for a long time? I mean, 16 years is a long time for anybody. That's extreme longevity in the NFL. Like, at what point did you feel like this could be a very long career for me in Baltimore in the NFL?
Well, I was approached every day, every punt, every year is just, all I got is one punt. I got one punt to prove. And so whether that's out of practice, because everybody's watching, whether it's at home, whether, you know, it's on a game day, I always just looked at it as one punt. And that one punt led me to 16 years, which I was very grateful for. And I think, could I have kept on going? Yes. Did I want to?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
In hindsight, I think it would have been exciting, but I don't think I could have done it with any other team other than the Ravens. So, you know, with that decision, I'm pretty confident in my decision. I'm pretty happy to start that next chapter in life and try something else.
Sam Cook, the Seward native and former NFL punter, joins us. You retired as the Ravens' all-time leader in punts. You punted it 1,168 times. Your career gross average was 45.3. Your net was 39.7. 453 punts inside the 20. And John Harbaugh gave you maybe the best compliment that you could receive, which is you revolutionized the position. You revolutionized it in part with the hook, knuckle, and roll. In, according to this Baltimore Sun article I'm reading, over the years, other punters would message you over social media asking you for tips on the Cook hook. Tell me about nice. The Cook nice. Hook.
Yeah, well, you know, that was something that we started messing with back in 2012, 2013.
Okay.
That progressed into what we're calling the Cook hook. And but the Cook hook is basically a rugby-style punt. Darren Bennett, back in the early 2000s, he had the rugby style as an Australian punter. And from that point, you know, people were starting to do a little few pooches, as we called them, inside the 20 punts, which were rugby punts.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of just evolved from that. And that was showing one way when you're catching the ball and punting it the other way at contact, and being able to flip your hips and disguise where we are punting the ball, which then led to many other punts. We had Craig Hendrick, who started the knuckleball down in Tennessee, and we kind of evolved from that. We also added that boomerang and many other punts with rip liners, Liz liners. We could also do fades, draws with the ball, just a lot of things to kind of help our punt team in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
And from that day, you know, it was very exciting to be a part of that, because it kind of brought new life into punting other than just kicking a spiral every time.
Sam,
I enjoyed the success of that.
Sam, take us back. I was looking the other day when you retired. There was some videos put out about you and the Super Bowl when you guys were up by, I think it was five, with 12 seconds to go. You run out for about 8 seconds in your own end zone with everybody chasing you. Take a safety, and you help preserve the win for the Ravens over the Niners in the Super Bowl. Take us back to that moment and what's going through your head. And how are you feeling there in that extreme moment where you need to take a safety, but you're buying that much time and just try not to have your punt blocked and not punt at all in general?
Yeah, that situation is something that we practice quite a bit, you know, at the Ravens, and there isn't really any special situation that we do not practice. But I kind of remember just getting ready to go out there and punt. So we lined up in the punt formation, took a timeout. We started talking about it. And at that time, you know, safety and the way that we ran it during the Super Bowl was something we were pretty confident that we could take the time off the clock. And so Jerry and Coach Harbaugh said, you know, let's run this safety. And it was kind of exciting because I wasn't so nervous for the actual safety punt or actual safety itself. It was more the punt after safety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But to kind of reiterate on that, I stood there, just remember catching the ball, ran to the back of the end zone, and time moved pretty slow when you had all those guys running around at you trying to get to you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, I thought for some reason I was out there a lot longer than 8 seconds, but it was what it was.
Yeah.
And then all I knew is we had that one opportunity to make the best punt of my career, basically.
Wow.
And that is flip the field so that they don't have the opportunity to score. And had I mishit that, mm-hmm. I would have been sitting in a different position and they would have had the opportunity to kick to do a fair catch free kick for a field goal,
yeah.
Which would then put them in place to potentially win the game. So I'm glad it all turned out the way it did, and you know, in my career with the Super Bowl ring and being able to host the Lombardi.
That's exactly right. Joined by Sam Cook, the former Nebraska punter from Seward, retired last week after 16 seasons with the Ravens. Now you're working as a special teams consultant with the team. In fact, you're driving to work right now, correct?
Correct, yep.
Sam, now I'm going to take you back a little bit. This is something that Bill Bush told me last night. I didn't know this. It's something that I think you'll remember this, what Bill Callahan used to do. He used to mic you up during practice.
That he did, yeah. We had a lot of fun there in Nebraska. They would mic me up before practice.
Yeah.
And I just go around during practice and start conversations.
Hidden mic.
There was a lot of things that we would talk about during practice. It was a good time.
Wasn't it? The guys didn't know you were mic'd up, right?
Correct.
They didn't
know until we started watching our film. But they still didn't know to what day I was mic'd up.
So what might you do? How might you approach a player?
I mean, we just basically talk as if it's a normal day. Now, granted, I started coming around other guys more often.
Yeah.
And then, you know, asking them about their play, how they felt they did, what they do last night, just anything to kind of get some excitement out of our meetings.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That was a good idea. Would you do that with Jordan Stout?
Well, I will. I'll be asking him plenty of questions, yes. But I'll also be intrigued to know a little bit more about him,
mm-hmm.
How he progressed as a punter, just finding those little things out. It probably won't be too many things funny about it, but I'll have some great conversations and learn a lot more about each other.
All right.
Joined by Sam Cook, again, the recently retired Ravens punter, 16 years, former Husker. Sam, I'm curious, you know, I watch a lot of football, Sip does too, but I feel like when I watch games, I can tell if a team is emphasizing special teams as much as they should in practice. And I know the Ravens obviously did because, like you mentioned, you guys were solid with Justin Tucker, Matt Stover, yourself for so long. It was obvious. Can you tell when you're playing a game against a team if the opponent has been emphasizing special teams enough?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Yes, you can. You can tell in a lot of their techniques, how they approach the game, how they approach us. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into being having the special teams unit in the league. And there are some teams that you go into during the week and they're like, well, they don't emphasize this phase as much or as this phase. So yes, we get an idea of how much they emphasize certain phases, and it gives us an ability to maybe take advantage of those certain situations.
Sam Cook joins us. Sam, when you had your retirement press conference ceremony, you invited Bill Bush. Bill Bush is now the special teams coordinator at Nebraska. He was a special teams coordinator when you punted at Nebraska. You worked directly with him. Why did you feel that you wanted to invite Bill Bush out to Baltimore?
Well, I think he was such an integral part of my success. Being while I was at Nebraska, being the coach that he was, he spent a lot of time encouraging, helping, and not so much on the punting aspect, but as a player, and providing the tangibles needed to succeed at the next level, doing things that to do. He didn't have to spend the time that he did to help me out in any way, but he was always there trying to find a way to make his players better and to make them the best on the field each and every day. And so for that, I'm extremely grateful, not only with Bill Bush, like he had Scott Downing
yes.
that I brought out as well. And he just enjoyed Scott and I, we talk a lot still to this day. And those coaches at that time were so good in the fact that they really wanted other players to succeed, and they wanted all their players to succeed, and they did that through their coaching. And I'm very thankful for them in my early in my career and how they led me down this road.
Well, Sam, great stuff great this morning. Stuff, we appreciate stuff. Your time so early. Congratulations on a wonderful 16-year NFL career, and we wish you the best with what's next for the Ravens, and we will chat with you again down the road.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Good all stuff. Right. Take care, Sam.
Former Husker and recently retired Baltimore Ravens, 16-year NFL veteran punter, Sam Cook.
Revolutionized the game, or let's say the position. John Harbaugh said that about it. I didn't know that 10 years ago that Cook hook came into existence.
Cook hook.
Where it's the, you know, you hook it and the ball rolls, right?
Yep.
He was an innovator from Seward, Nebraska. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. I was sitting in his living room with he and his wife doing a story for the Lincoln Journal Star about him. Pre-draft. So that would have been the 2006 mm-hmm. draft.
06, yep.
Yeah, it was the summer. It was that summer, and I went out there to do a pre-draft feature story, and he invited me out to the house in Seward. It just 16 years flies by so quickly. And now Sam retires as one of the, I mean, all-time best punters in the NFL.
There's a conversation that he might be on the Ravens wall of fame, basically.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
put his jersey up there, number?
Possibly.
Put his jersey number up there?
Right.
Yeah, you identified a critical part of his career when he took the safety and then hit that free kick 61 yeah. yards.
Back-to-back huge plays.
Yeah.
To waste 8 seconds, yeah. not have a colossal mistake where you fumble the ball or
do something stupid.
Or punt, you know, lose your sec brain and try to punt it so late and screw yourself. No, he had the wherewithal to, by 8 seconds of time, not get hit also. He went out of bounds. He didn't take a big blow. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, hit the 61-yard punt to effectively end the game.
I think it was 61 or 62 in that range. Now, the thing we didn't ask him about, Jake, was he was 7-for-8 passing on fake punts. He loved to do that, too. He loved to do that. What a tremendous interview.
Yes.
I mean, he was ready to roll. He was he was driving to practice. They got OTAs. What's OTA stand for? Off-season training activities.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. He was driving to OTAs. He's working with Jordan Stout, who you're probably familiar with, the Penn State punter that they drafted, the Baltimore
Very
drafted.
Good punter.
I think they drafted him in the fourth round.
Yeah. It was
Sam,
pretty early.
Yeah, Sam was a six-round draft pick and made it, like we say, 16 years. I'm just honored. I'm thrilled that he agreed to do that.
Yes. If you just tuned in and missed it, again, Sam Cook just joined us, the recently retired Ravens punter. He'll be on the podcast page at theticketfm.com. But we appreciate his time this morning. We don't have a guest very often to start off the show.
We might make that more of a habit. It kind of energizes me.
Well, sure.
You need some energy, too.
Well, I'm all energy.
You're the big funk right now.
My golf game is pissing me off.
I'm surprised you didn't ask Sam about it. Is there something I can do?
Yeah.
You had a good leg swing. Is there something I can do with my crappy golf swing? What happened,
Can I
Jake?
Use the Cook hook in my golf game? Because the Jake hook's not working. How about the Cook hook?
Yeah. Thank you to Sam.
Yes.
And thank you to the listeners.
Yes.
For engaging.
Yeah, Sam Cook was wonderful there. When we come back, there's a couple things I want to get to. I guess no more balloons this fall.
How about that?
And maybe RIP to the Big Ten West.
Yeah.
We'll discuss more next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.